Okay, now we're at day 9. And this is an interesting day, because this is a day that... See, the thing is, the way we have it set up, we're deliberately not telling you what the exercises are about until it's way too late for you to interpret. And so that you have to work with your own feelings and not have to try to measure up to what we're telling you you should be feeling or not feeling. That way, the experience is fresh and untainted, and you get to figure out more and more and more about yourself and not about what we want you to have. So, this is the day where you get to distinguish between the three states that you've just previously gone through. The fourth state, which is numinosity, is a state of extreme bliss, of one would say enlightenment, of a spiritual awakening. And due to the scope and the breadth of demonic confidence, it's not something that we're going to go into.
If you can experience a numinosity, even momentarily for an exercise, and then you really have no need for this product. Most people really buy this product, buy it because they want more confidence. They want to go into demonic levels of confidence. Once you, if you experience a numinosity in this kind of situation, then you're already there. If you're interested in knowing more about it, you can always drop Archer a line, because this is something that we don't teach in our products, but we do teach in other ways.
Well, the thing is, there's a little bit of a trick. Some people may have noticed that when you're writing in your journal, you may have noticed that there's tremendous differences between what you feel when you feel fear, when you feel desire, and you feel excitement. And I want you to notice any differences that you may have written down in terms of what you felt internally, what the pictures are and the sounds that you felt and heard, all those sorts of things. At the same time, you're almost certainly going to have noticed that there was a different reaction from the outside world when you had this. My personal experience and the experience of Abbas when he's working with deprogramming cult members is that there's actually no difference between fear, desire, and excitement. The truth of the matter is that the only difference is not in the feeling, it's in the pictures and the sounds that you make that associate themselves with the feeling. And go ahead and do this by, you know, just spending a few moments watching movies instead of having to just go out and talk to people. Sensations. And try and not prejudge it at all and see what you come up with. If you truly, honestly feel that there is a difference between those three states, then drop us a line because it's a different approach that we have to take. But if you're getting to the point where you can actually sense that there really, truly no distinguishing between the three, well, congratulate yourself because we're getting to a very, very important step. And you're, even though it's step number 9, you're more than halfway there now.
See, think for a moment. Why should a guy be afraid of women? It makes no sense. Now, the reason it happens is because the desire is already there. So the feeling is already there. What's different is the context. You start thinking negatively about it. Therefore, it translates into fear. Do the experiment. Find a woman you have absolutely no desire for. And you will notice, chances are, you will also have no fear and no qualms about going up and asking her out.
This is why it's easy to approach ugly, fat women.
That's absolutely right.
See, there's nothing at stake either.
The more attractive you find them, the more the feeling intensifies in you. And then you must be very careful with the context you create in your head. If you expect the worst, it will be fear. If you expect the best, it will continue being desire. And that's where you want to be.
Now here's the thing. It's true that there's no difference between fear, desire, and excitement inside your body. But the truth of the matter is that human beings, in general, do distinguish between those states. So even though you, the individual who's listening to these tapes, these CDs, are starting to understand that there is no difference between fear, desire, and excitement, because you're projecting certain energies out there in certain ways, women pick that up. And because they do distinguish between fear, desire, and excitement, you're going to start getting people to be fearful when you're afraid. You're going to start getting people to be excited when you're excited. And you're going to get people to be desirous when you're desirous. So while it's not entirely useful to live your entire life without distinguishing between them, it is useful for you to understand that other people will distinguish and that your internal thoughts, if you project them with the intention of having other people receive them that way, they will interpret it as one or the other. And sometimes people do get mixed signals, just like guys who are afraid of women get mixed signals, where they should be excited and should be desirous, and for some reason they're afraid of you. It's because they're not interpreting the signals right, or the way they've categorized those things is just not accurate. In which sense, unless you do some progressive conditioning on her, which is completely a different item, a different product, it's best to walk away and go to the next person who will interpret it as a desire or excitement.
I'm going to give you some bonus information that's off topic completely. If you get to understand this distinction between fear, excitement, and desire in your own mind and body, you are halfway there in being able to control, create, and switch around those same feelings in women and other people. You can take her fear and turn it into desire. You can take someone else's excitement and turn it into fear. And that gives you a lot of power with people out there.
This is how you deprogram cult members. This is how you reprogram them into a different cult. And that's the end of day 9.